Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Thursday, the 26th of October. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we explore how thin places help us connect with God's presence and His glory and help us to live a holy life. We turn to our Bible passage for this week once again. It's Exodus chapter 33 and verses 12 to 23. Moses sees the Lord's glory. One day, Moses said to the Lord, "You have been telling me, take these people up to the promised land, but you haven't told me whom you will send with me. You have told me, I know you by name and I look favourably on you. If it is true that you look favourably on me, let me know your ways so I may understand you more fully and continue to enjoy your favour. And remember that this nation is your very own people." The Lord replied, "I will personally go with you, Moses, and I will give you rest. Everything will be fine for you." Then Moses said, "If you don't personally go with us, don't make us leave this place. How will anyone know that you look favourably on me and on your people, if you don't go with us? For your presence among us sets your people and me apart from all other people on the earth." The Lord replied to Moses, "I will indeed do what you have asked, for I look favourably on you, and I know you by name." Moses responded, "Then show me your glorious presence." The Lord replied, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will call out my name, Yahweh, before you. For I will show mercy to anyone I choose, and I will show compassion to anyone I choose. But you may not look directly at my face, for no one may see me and live." The Lord continued, "Look, stand near me on this rock. As my glorious presence passes by, I will hide you in the crevice of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and let you see me from behind, but my face will not be seen." Amen. How do you feel when someone you love calls you by your name? There is a special connection that leaves us feeling loved and deeply known. Today we are reminded that God knows each of us by name too. Have you ever experienced a thin place? It's that moment when the boundary between heaven and earth seems to blur and you feel God's presence more tangibly than ever. In our passage from Exodus chapter 33, we see Moses meeting such a moment on Mount Sinai, and it teaches us a profound truth. God knows you by name. Moses had a deep personal relationship with God. In verse 12, he pleads, "You have told me, I know you by name, and I look favourably on you." It's a powerful reminder that God knows each one of us personally, intimately, and by name. He knows your joys, your struggles, and your dreams. In your thin places, he reveals himself in a way that is unique to you, reaffirming his knowledge of you. As Moses seeks a deeper encounter with God, he asks in verse 18, "Show me your glorious presence." God's response is both breathtaking and reassuring. He tells Moses that he cannot see his face, but assures him that his goodness will pass before him. In our thin places, God's glory may not be fully revealed, but his goodness is unmistakably present. It's a promise that God's goodness is with you, always. When we experience our own thin places, Whether it's during prayer or worship or simply in the beauty of nature, we catch a glimpse of the glory of God. It's a moment when we sense his presence more vividly and we feel his love more deeply. As you reflect on these words today, these questions may help you to go deeper. What are the thin places in your life where you felt God's presence most profoundly? And how can you look for more of these moments to strengthen your awareness that God knows you by name? I hope to see you tomorrow for the last of this week's Battle Drill Daily Devotionals as we encounter the glory of God's presence.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.